From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The old adage is March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. The final weekend of March could still be acting like a surly feline across many parts of the U.S., while other locations may experience more of a tranquil holiday weekend. AccuWeather's Alex Sosnowski and the team of AccuWeather meteorologists say the travel and outdoor trouble spots include portions of the Midwest, Northern Plains, Rockies, and California, largely due to two storm systems. So starting in the Midwest and Ohio Valley, a storm that affected the Northwest Thursday and the interior West to end the week will then swing northeastward across the north central states this weekend. While neither the rain nor the snow looks excessive, the storm will affect a broad area as one part of the storm races eastward from the northern plains on Friday to across the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley on Saturday. The main storm will then push from the plains to the Midwest, spanning Easter Sunday and Monday. Parts of the storms that have snow or a wintry mix will generally be from the Dakotas to the northern areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where enough may fall to make for some slippery travel. It will not rain or snow the entire time during the extended holiday weekend. For example, only a shower or two is expected around Chicago during the day on Easter. However, it may rain enough in some areas to spoil most outdoor activities or make for damp conditions for religious services and Easter egg hunts. One spot where thunderstorms may turn severe will extend over the middle part of the Mississippi Valley. This narrow corridor could feature drenching thunderstorms with hail, and it's likely to be just the start of a multi-day severe weather event for the central states. Those on the West Coast, look out for some stormy weekend weather. As one storm pushes inland over the west early this weekend with spotty low-elevation rain and mountain snow, a new storm will be right on its heels. Aside from the deserts, almost anywhere across the state could have precipitation, while up to an inch of rain may be possible in central California, like San Francisco. The heaviest rain will likely focus on Southern California. Enough rain may fall on the Los Angeles area over the weekend to lead to some localized flooding. There is the potential for about 2 inches of rain in L.A. It's also possible that the rain could be accompanied by thunderstorms, which may bring downpours, further impeding travel across the area. In the Sierra Nevada, another healthy dose of snow is expected with this storm. While the snow could be welcome for getting in another holiday of skiing or snowboarding at the resorts, motorists going through Donner Pass could instead find that the snow brings travel challenges. The storm this weekend could unload another 1 to 3 feet of snow in the high country of the mountain range. Now, it will be nice and dry in the south, the northeast, and the northwest on Easter Sunday. Some of the best weather in the nation for Easter Sunday will be from the south central states to the southeast. Those venturing to the theme parks in central Florida can expect highs in the 80s, but intense sunshine will help to boost AccuWeather real field temperatures to near 90 for a time in the afternoon. Some sunshine is in store for much of the Northeast, including New York City. This will follow drenching rain for a portion of the interior Northeast from later Saturday to early Sunday as the pattern of relentless soaking storms continues from early in the winter. Dry and milder weather is in store for the Northwest Sunday, as that second storm pushes away and across California. And congratulations to Punxsutawney Phil and his mate Phyllis, who are new parents to two little babies. According to the history, this is the first time in 138 years that the Punxsutawney groundhogs have had a litter. You can read the article all about that, along with more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.